The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. In the lead up to Christmas, our podcast is brought to you by Woolworths. Whether you're looking for the perfect ham, beautiful fresh cherries, or your favourite seafood, Woolworths has everything picked for Christmas.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Thursday, the 19th of December. In your Squeeze today, prepare for heat. The US House of Reps gets set to vote on impeachment. The far side goes digital. And we have quizzes. This is your Squeeze today. The average maximum temperature across the country on Tuesday was 40.9 degrees Celsius. That makes it the hottest day on record ever. And Claire, that record may be topped as soon as this week.
There's some very hot weather coming our way, particularly if you're in South Australia or if you're in the western reaches of New South Wales and Victoria. There's an extreme heat wave there. Temperatures are expected to hit the mid to high 40s, even in some parts of the Nullarbor heading towards 50 degrees and above.
This heat plus the severe drought means, of course, perfect conditions for fires.
It really is. And the Bureau of Meteorology yesterday put out a special report on exactly what that looks like. What they're saying is that record low rainfall has added to low soil moistures. That means really at the end of the day, on top of the drought, the fuel on the ground remains very, very dry. And that's perfect for bushfire conditions.
And people may have heard murmurings that Scott Morrison, our Prime Minister, is on leave, something he's been criticised for doing during these fires.
Yeah, if you've been on Twitter or any other sort of social media platform, this is something that's been bubbling away for a couple of days. He's been criticised for taking leave and going on an overseas trip. It's rumoured to be he's with his family in Hawaii. His office hasn't confirmed that. But one person who's not criticising him is Anthony Albanese. He says that he's entitled to take leave with his family whenever he wants.
Anthony Albanese, the Labor leader, of course. Over in the US, a vote in the House on articles of impeachment is expected very soon, Claire. We don't know when. Very, very soon. If the votes split down party lines, as is expected to be the case, Trump will become the third president in history to be impeached.
And Kate, we've done a shortcut on impeachment. So as we know, that doesn't mean it's the end of it and that he's turfed from office. There's a whole new act that unfolds after that. There's a trial then in the Senate that needs a two-thirds majority of senators to vote on removing him from office. And given the Republicans have a majority in the Senate, which is Trump's party, it's unlikely that that will happen. But that's all to play out into next year. But first things first, a vote on impeachment looks likely today.
Donald Trump himself has done some tweeting. He said, "Can you believe that I will be impeached today by the radical left, do-nothing Democrats, and I did nothing wrong," all caps, exclamation mark. And over in the UK, they're getting ready for the official opening of Parliament with the Queen's speech. It will outline Prime Minister Boris Johnson's agenda. That'll happen mid-morning their time. Expect to hear the phrase Brexit a lot. And on that note, we've updated our shortcut on Brexit post Boris Johnson becoming PM. It's called Part 2. It now includes an explanation of what the result of the UK election means for Brexit. Ron Brierley is a New Zealand-born multi-millionaire investor. He's been involved with many large companies in Australia across his 82 years and more recently has been a mentor to many business leaders, Claire. Yesterday, he was arrested at Sydney Airport for the possession of child pornography.
An anonymous tip-off to police resulted in a 5-month-long investigation. He's been allowed to stay in his Sydney mansion while the legal proceedings unfold. He's someone who is well-known to people who were involved in business, particularly in the 80s. Right. He was known as a corporate raider. So what that basically means is he was able to get money together and investment to go after big companies like Woolworths, Coles, David Jones, AGL back in the day and put them under pressure to take big stakes. So he's someone who was well known back then, not so much these days.
And over in New Zealand, authorities have confirmed that 18 people have died in the White Island tragedy. That includes 16 Australians. Two of the victims' bodies, though, may never be recovered, Claire.
Yeah, very sad news from New Zealand authorities yesterday. They said that we really need to prepare for that news that potentially those couple of bodies will not be found. that is 17-year-old Winona Langford, also 40-year-old tour guide Hayden Marshall Inman. His family have been quite prominent in the last week talking about the recovery effort.
It's likely that their bodies are in the ocean around White Island. And of course, 20 people still remain in hospital recovering from injuries due to that disaster. Now, the World Championships of Darts is something I'm not sure we've ever talked about before, Claire. But to darts fans, it's a really big deal. Today, the story is about Fallon Sherrick, the first ever woman to win a match in that World Championships of Darts tournament.
I don't know why we've never talked about darts before now I think about it, but here we are.
Yeah, a bit of a shame, really.
She's a 25-year-old English woman, and the crowd reportedly was quite raucous, which I imagine for a darts competition means something quite spectacular.
I think so. It's quite a scene. I don't know if anyone listening has been to a darts tournament, but it's quite the spectacle. Everyone dresses up.
There's a bit of beer involved, I think, too.
I think so. I think that's a prerequisite, exactly. Now, for many listening, when I say The Far Side, they'll know exactly what I'm talking about. For others, The Far Side is a comic strip created by Gary Larson in the late 70s. It ran through many newspapers, in calendars, on cards, Claire.
It really did. If you've my vintage and you received a birthday card or a Christmas card any time between the late 80s and the mid-90s, it was a Far Side card, chances are. And he had his single panel cartoons, often featuring things like cows and ducks. Scientists were another thing. Very funny stuff. I enjoyed him greatly. But he's finally launched a website. He says that he's concerned that others have been publishing his work without his knowledge or his approval, but having an official website might help temper those impulses, he says.
There'll be plenty of people excited about that. And if you still aren't sure who or what we're talking about, one glance at his cartoons should make it all a bit more familiar. That certainly was the case for me. Plenty of links out of the Squiz Today email to check it out. A quick message now from Suez, Australia's global expert in water and waste management. Front of mind for many of us in our homes is food waste. But what about the 560 semi-trailer loads of food going to waste every day before it even reaches the supermarkets, let alone our homes? Suez has partnered with Yumi, an online marketplace for surplus commercial food, to help reduce this type of waste and make improvements to the way the commercial food sector deals with this issue. The email subject line, Claire, what have we got?
Subject line today is the old 80s song, The Heat Is On. If you're living in Sydney, yeah. Brizzy is heading into the 30s, Adelaide 44, Canberra 40, Darwin 36. It's going to be a hot day, not just in those capitals, of course, but out in the regions as well.
Yeah, very hot in the regions, 41 in Sydney today.
Yeah, get ready for it. And smoky too, apparently.
And many of you have had a listen to our great big Squiz quiz, the podcast edition. If you liked it, let us know on your socials, tell your mates about it, whack it on a long car drive, which I'm sure many of you are in for as we head off on holidays across the next week. Don't forget, we have a whole series of other quizzes in written format up on our website as well. There's a great big one, a sport one, world news, Aussie news, plus one for those who enjoy the quirkier stories in the Squiz. Head to thesquiz.com.au/quiz for those. Nothing like a Squiz quiz, Claire.
We've been wanting to do a Squiz quiz for a while, mainly because it rhymes.
Yeah, but mainly because it rhymes.
And it just makes sense. But also because we get across so much content, and as do you with the Squiz, so it's good to come back and just really test your memory of some of those things.
See how informed you are. And it's the second last day of the Squiz Today podcast for the year. If you like the Squiz, please share the love this Christmas. Tell people about us. Lord your news knowledge over them by taking some of the quizzes together, perhaps. Stay cool and safe today, everyone, and we will chat to you tomorrow. The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesquiz.com.au.
A message now from our podcast partner, BHP. The steel made from iron ore plays an important role in providing the production of our energy infrastructure, from wind turbines to power poles. So cutting carbon emissions in iron ore production is key. It's why BHP has committed to a solar and battery agreement to help power its port facilities at Port Hedland. It's happening now at BHP.
Are you?